tortoise. Hello, I'm Claudia, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, hundreds of Grindr users are suing the dating app in a mass data privacy lawsuit. What are the allegations? That's after a short break.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Grindr was founded in 2009 to facilitate hookups for gay and bisexual men. Since then, it's expanded. It now calls itself the world's biggest dating app for gay, bi, trans and queer people. Today, it has about 13 million users around the world. And Grindr isn't just a tech company, it's a powerful brand. It even has a thriving YouTube channel where it markets its transparency, openness and inclusivity. But this week, the company has been in the headlines, accused of putting profits before privacy.
Over 670 Grindr users are suing the app for allegedly sharing private information without consent.
The claim alleges that sensitive personal information, including people's HIV status, was shared with third parties for commercial purposes, which would be a breach of UK data privacy laws. So, what are the details of the case?
So, a user on the app is asked usually to provide information in relation to their HIV status, their ethnicity, their sexual preference, whether or not they are on PrEP, which is a medication linked to HIV. And they provide this information to make the app a safe and easy place for people to meet.
This is Chaya Hanumanji.
I'm the partner and managing director at Austin Hayes. And we are the firm taking forward the Grindr claim on behalf of a number of claimants.
Chaya says people who share sensitive data with the app do so with the belief that it will only be shared with other users.
What Grindr has done is actually use that information and share that with third and fourth parties without getting our client's consent, which is a very, very serious breach of the law.
The team at Austin Hayes found that the data was shared with third parties through covert tracking technology. But at this stage, it's not clear who the third parties receiving the data actually are.
We don't know what the reasons behind it would be. It could be for monetary reasons, it could be for commercial gains. But the point is that when those third parties got this information, they could have done a number of things, and we don't know where it ends. All we know is that our clients no longer had control over their data, which is a very, very worrying position to be in.
Chaya says it could be anyone from pharmaceutical companies to advertisers to future employers. And the effects of this are insidious.
The LGBTQ community and others on the app, I should say, because it's not just people who identify as LGBTQ who are on the app. There are people who are married in other types of relationships, and they use this app thinking this is a safe place for them to do, you know, whatever they choose to do in their private lives, and it's not for anyone else to judge that or know about that. It makes them feel very anxious that now that information would have been revealed to unlimited parties potentially because Grindr chose to not keep it within the boundaries of this app.
It was back in 2018 when it first emerged that Grindr had been sharing personal data.
Gay dating and hookup app Grindr was caught sharing HIV status along with GPS data and email information to third parties.
Those third parties, the companies Aptimize and Localytics, were tasked with optimizing user experience on Grindr by monitoring how people use the app. The news sparked an immediate backlash, and Grindr promised it would stop sharing its users' HIV status. In 2021, the company was also fined £5.5 million by Norwegian authorities for breaking GDPR rules after it shared user data with advertisers without their consent. And in 2022, the UK's data watchdog said Grindr failed to provide effective and transparent privacy information to its users. Chaya's lawsuit relates to the period before May 2018, although it alleges that the personal information was also shared as late as 2020.
We are still in the process of investigating. So at the moment, we know that prior to May 2018 and for a period between 2018 and 2020, they were definitely, they maintained that sort of business practice. But there are other periods that we're still investigating, and it's possible that it extends to further periods.
So how has Grindr responded to the latest allegations? We'll have more after the break.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, it's Tomini from Tortoise. This podcast is sponsored by EY. Safe, efficient, and reliable railways help to keep us all connected, thanks to Network Rail. Yet, maintenance on the railways is a risky and sometimes fatal business. At Network Rail, two previous attempts to invigorate its track worker safety programs had failed, leaving employees feeling skeptical that the organization could ever get railway safety right. Since 2019, EY teams have worked with Network Rail to deliver a transformation that improved safety protocols and changed employee behaviour around safety. Network Rail RailHub, a new digital safety platform and app, eliminated inaccurate paper trails and worked offline, so it could be used by workers in remote locations. Since the platform was introduced, near misses affecting maintenance workers on the railways have fallen by 40%. Read the full story at ey.com.
For some people, the fact that they're even on Grindr counts as sensitive information, because not everyone who uses the app will be comfortable with their sexuality being out in the open. And Grindr owes it to its users to keep that information private. Data like a person's HIV status is even more sensitive because it's medical information. The lawyer Chaya Hanumanji says that under the law, that makes this case even more serious. In response, Grindr said it would
respond vigorously to this claim, which appears to be based on a mischaracterisation of practices from more than 4 years ago.
It later updated that statement, adding,
Grindr has never shared user-reported health information for commercial purposes and has never monetized such information.
But Chaya isn't convinced.
It is quite disappointing that even at this point, when they have had all these regulatory findings against them and they know what they've done in the past, that they're not simply trying to reinstall faith in the app, because we are not trying to shut down the app. we realize and recognize that it's an important part of the community, and we want them to just do things in the right way. And that's why we're bringing this claim. So the sooner they realize that, you know, it's better for them to actually try and make sure that their users can use the app confidently and that they will compensate for their historic actions, then everyone can go on without fear of that happening again.
So far, Chaya says 750 people have joined the claim and more could follow suit. If the case is successful, those claimants could receive thousands of pounds in damages. Thank you for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. This episode was written and mixed by Patricia Clark, with additional production by Ada Barume. Tortoise.